And now I forgot to play the Z-Lines intro, so here is the news. Take it away, boys. Sorry.
Good morning. This is Joel and PJ with your 8am Z-Lines.
In local news, experts from the University of Melbourne say the Great Barrier Reef is facing catastrophic damage. Their research charted 400 years of data on ocean temperatures, noting the hottest periods coincided with mass coral bleaching events. The findings follow the World Heritage Committee's decision not to list the reef as endangered, but lead researcher Dr. Benjamin Henley disagrees, calling for urgent intervention to reduce the effects of rising ocean temperatures.
Data released by the Real Estate Institute of Queensland shows that Australia's property vacancy rates are sitting at 1%. While data shows a positive growth in half the state, REIQ CEO Antonia Mercarella warns that the full picture is less promising, with a healthy vacancy rate of 2.6 to 3.5% being virtually unheard of across Queensland. The report paints an unhealthy image of rental supply in the state, reflecting the state of the housing crisis amid talks of tenant security and cost of living relief before the state election.
In national news, Vogue Australia's first Indigenous cover girl, Elaine George, says she is privileged to model the garments of First Nations fashion designers, but says the industry still needs to acknowledge barriers for remote models and designers. George joined First Nations creatives from around the country in Darwin this week for Country to Couture, an annual showcase of Indigenous designs, and the National Indigenous Fashion Awards. Now a mentor for young and emerging models, George says the week's events showcase the hard work of First Nations designers, but she says factors such as long travel times still act as a barrier for most remote creatives.
A Sydney man has been arrested over allegedly stealing $600,000 Australian dollars in Bluey commemorative coins. New South Wales police are still searching for the remaining coins, but believe that some are already in general circulation. Commander of New South Wales Robbery and Serious Crime Division, Superintendent Joe Dewey, has stated that they are legal tender, and those who come to possess them do not need to surrender their coins. The suspect has been charged with 3 counts of break and enter and committing serious indictable offence.
In international news, Algeria's Olympic boxer Amane Khalef has been subject to large amounts of public scrutiny following speculation on her gender. The International Boxing Association, a group not recognised by the International Olympic Committee, disqualified her and another boxer from the IBA Championship for failing an unspecified gender eligibility test last year. This, as well as Khalif's quick victory by forfeit over Italian competitor Angela Carini in an Olympic quarterfinal match, has resulted in social media onslaught of criticism and conjecture. The Algerian Olympic Committee have defended their athlete, calling her targeting unethical and describing the criticism as baseless propaganda. Khalif's father has provided official family documentation in an interview with Reuters that confirms her gender.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org/news.
Why, it's my very best alphabet soup.